You are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Gunter Radio and Television Station. This morning, in Fongding District, the Labour Confederation of Gunter City organized a ceremony to offer bikes and scholarships to support needy students. At the ceremony, the organizing board presented 30 bicycles and 50 scholarships, each worth 1 million Vietnam dong, to poor students in difficult circumstances who overcome difficulties and excel to studying in the districts of Ninh Kiều, Cái Răng, and Bình Thủy. On the same morning, the Economic State Budget Board of Gunter City People's Council supervised the work of allocation, utilization, and management of the investing capital sourced for the educational costs in the city for the 2019-2022 term. The supervision delegation asked relevant agencies and sectors to enhance collaboration work so that the work of fund allocation and renovation of the schools are carried out as stipulated. The education sector needs to replan the network of schools and frequently check dilapidated schools and classrooms for timely renovation and repair. Also on June 16 morning, or May 18th of the lunar calendar at Khánh Vân Pagoda, the Hòa Hảoism Representative Board of Gunter City coordinated with the Hòa Hảoism Management Board of Thới Thuận Ward in Thuận Nam District to organize a ceremony marking the 83rd founding anniversary of this Buddhist sect. In the past years, followers of Hòa Hảoism have always well implemented party's guidelines as well as the state policies and law. They have drastically participated in patriotic emulation movements and social charity works, joining hands with all classes of people to develop Gunter City. Outstandingly, they have mobilized and implemented charity, social welfare works, and activities for the prevention and control of COVID-19 with a total fund of 70 billion Vietnam dong. On this occasion, the Hòa Hảoism Representative Board of Gunter City symbolically presented 5 houses of affection for 5 households with housing difficulties, while the other 11 individuals who excelled in religious and charity work were commended. The composition camp called Armed Forces and the Revolutionary Ward, jointly organized by Tạp chí Văn nghệ Quân đội, or Military Arts and Letters Magazine, and the General Political Department of Military Zone 9, opened on June 16 morning at the Military Zone 9 Hall. The composition camp takes place until June 29 with the participation of 25 authors from many cities and provinces nationwide. Apart from composing at the camp, participants can also go on field trips and search for inspirations in certain military zone 9 localities, and join dialogues on poetry and poetry competitions in Military Arts and Letters magazine. This composition camp is for authors to come up with valuable works about the armed forces and the Revolutionary War in military zone 9. In other news, the Industry and Trade Department of Gunter City is collaborating with Central Retail Group in Vietnam to organize the Fair of O Cup Week and the Superior Vietnamese Products in 2022. The Fair of O Cup Week and the Superior Vietnamese Products in 2022 takes place from June 22 to June 26 at Go Gunter Supermarket, located at Lot No. 1 in Hưng Phú 1 Residential Zone in Hưng Phú Ward, Cái Răng District. Over 150 O Cup products from 3-star ranking and above from many localities are expected to be displayed at the event, along with local specialties. The fair is to cover an area of 700 square meters and can serve from 700 to 1,000 visitors at once. The fair is a practical activity aiming at enhancing exchanges and promoting O Cup products in general, contributing to the building and developing of O Cup products. National flag carrier Vietnam Airlines on June 15 officially opened a direct route between Vietnam and India, with its first flight departing from Hanoi and landing at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi at 2:45 p.m. local time on June 15. The returning flight departing from New Delhi to Hanoi took off on the afternoon of the same day. Minister of Foreign Affairs Bùi Thanh Sơn attended the function and marked the launching of the route. Every week, its flights between Hanoi and New Delhi are scheduled for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, while those between Ho Chi Minh City and the Indian capital, Thursday and Saturday. Information on the new flight routes has also wrapped up today's English Bulletin. To listen to our news program again, you can log on to our website at guntertv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night.